Wisconsin's 15,000 lakes rank high among the state's prized natural resources. But lake ecosystems face challenges, including from the common carp. It's a prolific reproducer, and although it's not native, it has been swimming here for years. Europeans prized carp as a game fish, so immigrants brought it along when settling in America. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz visited a lake in Walworth County where a commercial angler has found a market for the undesirable fish.
Comus Lake measures 131 acres and at its deepest plummets a mere 6 feet. The fish that populate its waters, according to the Wisconsin DNR website, are largemouth bass, panfish, and northern pike. There's zero mention of carp, but when I arrive in Delavan, the city that hugs the lake, a resident proclaims Comus is full of them. A few jump and slap the lake surface in agreement. Professional fisherman Brooks Najako and three helpers drove all the way from Prairie du Chien in western Wisconsin to help reduce the nuisance carp that now crowd out the game fish angler's desire. Najako's fishing boat, called a plate.
It's a homemade boat and it's all plate aluminum.
Actually, this one was made in 78.
Outfitted with large fish holding boxes, he hopes to fill with carp. Najako cruises the long, narrow Comus on this cloudless morning with his oldest fishing buddy, Luke LaRock. The cost of their operation is fairly low. Two fishing boats, four workers, and their muscle. So there's money to be made.
There's some Jewish holidays right now, so that's why we're shooting to get some carp. So
if we can catch them, we could ship them off.
Aside from the Jewish holiday demand, Najako says there's a healthy Asian community market as well. He says everyone should try smoked carp. LaRock stands at the boat's bow, occasionally thrusting a long metal pole called a fish finder into the water. He's checking the firmness of the lake bottom while scouting for carp.
Looking for them to boil up in the water. Some jumpers, too. Sometimes there'll be so many taken off, it just the whole lake turns into mud. See, it's already a little bit browner up in here.
Yeah, we got a bunch of fish over here, Luke. Okay. See them waking?
Yep.
They swing back to shore, pull on waders, and fetch two more guys and the second boat. Together, they buzz to the opposite shore. Then it's everybody, except the reporter, into the lake where they erect a large carp playpen. It's a net enclosure in the water to hold the carp they herd. The crew thrusts metal rods into the lake bottom to hold the net in place, leaving one end open. Luke LaRock explains how they will stretch the seine, that's the heavy-duty net, across the lake to create a wall.
We'll pull it out sideways to get it set, and then we'll anchor the seine, and then we'll go up and pound the fish from up here.
Their boats roar back and forth across the lake. Two of the men bang metal rods, while another pounds a homemade metal plunger into and out of the water. Their racket rouses the fish. The lake begins to bubble as carp race toward the netted trap. The men use every muscle of their bodies to pull in the waterlogged net, slightly assisted by a small generator-powered winch. The wind picks up, making their task tougher. Finally, they sequester the carp in the aquatic playpen. Luke LaRock collapses onto the boat bow for a few minutes.
There's a few in there, not many. Maybe 1,000 pounds. We're hoping, you know, we could get at least 10,000 pounds.
So will you go out again today?
Yeah, we probably will.
Brooks Najako's mood remains sunny. There are buyers even for smaller catches.
One of the fish buyers just texted and said that the yellow carp will be 20 cents for the week for the Jewish holidays.
After I leave, the crew's second haul was bountiful, more than 40,000 pounds of carp. Then, late that night, a storm blew through, loosening the playpen that held the fish. Yet Najako salvaged enough to attract a fish purveyor from the shore of Lake Erie. He didn't want to talk to me, but Najako says the buyer filled his semi-tank with 20,000 pounds of carp and beelined directly to the East Coast to take advantage of Jewish holiday shoppers. The Wisconsin DNR says commercial carp removers can give a small lake's ecosystem a boost, even though Najako's interest is strictly business. He says there's no other fish he'd rather chase. You'll even find him in the dead of winter, fishing on the frozen Mississippi River. Yes, for carp. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.